All right, here we go. It's the game you've been waiting for ever since the very first series. King Cope, T-Jax versus the Eagles of Sandpoint. I've watched them on the road trip for about 10 days a pop, and I cannot wait to see what they do. This is just going to be an awesome matchup. I know they've been just itching for this opportunity. Here we go. I see smiling faces all over. The best fights are always between cousins. Carl Smith against Jason Duarte as they line up and get ready. Joe Calver's laughing as he gets the two boys ready. It's always great to see Joe here. He is just one of the best referees out here in these parts. Always takes an opportunity to teach the boys as they play. Tips up. Oh, Carl and Jason both fight for it, and it goes over into the hands of Ian. Moving real fast. Number 30, Gary Gould, scores first blood. And they're not going to bust out the full-court press just yet. King Cope slips into a half-court man-to-man. Sandpoint calls a play into action. Abraham Bravo, Anthony Webster. Anthony cutting into the ball. He looks for the pass to Colton. Doesn't see an opportunity, so he puts up a shot. It's slapped away by Graydon Severin. Man, firing off a quick three-pointer. Ian Samuelson's feeling it already. 5-0 is the score now. And King Cope coming out to a roaring lead. Sandpoint now with the ball. Joseph Ortega being tightly guarded by Gary. He's trying to work his way in. The ball gets knocked loose, though, and as we have players going all over for the ball as it gets to the floor, it's going to be last touch by Sandpoint. Graydon's going to throw it in. Here we go. Full court man-to-man being played by Sandpoint as Colton Mack puts the body on Ian. Ian cuts hard left. He almost gets past him. Good job by Abraham Bravo putting up a body. Jason comes up with a rebound, though, and puts up a shot off the glass. No good, but he gets a second rebound, and as he fires it off, that will be a foul, sending Jason to the line for a two-shot opportunity. Sandpoint wearing their new here jerseys. They're nice, solid white with blue kind of lightly put in spots all over it. King Cope wearing their black with the gold and white and black striping up the sides. Jason fires off his first attempt. It goes straight down. It's going to be 6-0 now. King Cope with a strong commanding lead. Jason's second attempt, no good. Rebound, though, goes to Dylan Larson. He finds Jason. Jason puts it up, follows up his own shot, and one. Wait, are they going to count the basket? It looks like she waved it off. Contact. Yep, oh, count the basket. Yep. On the referees, we've got Joe Calver and Raynell Gardner working the floor right now. 8-0 now as Jason gets the and one opportunity and a chance to make it 9. And I don't think Sandpoint was ready for this fast-paced action that King Cove's bringing. But I got to see it on the floor there when we went over to the road trip, and I saw King Cove's game really blossom. So we're going to see if Sandpoint can make the adjustments that they need. Colton calls a play in, tries to penetrate, pulls up for a jumper. Oh, he sinks it from the free throw line. Good job with defense on him. Fast transition, though, into offense for King Cove. Gary Gould drives into the paint, dishes out to Dylan. Oh, Dylan moves into the paint, and Abraham Bravo positions himself. Dylan rotates in, and he's going to get fouled on the way to the basket. No shot was involved, so it'll be a throw. Oh, they're going to call it a shooting foul as he was driving in. I mean, he was working his way up there to shoot. No, okay. There we go. Everyone lined up at the line. There we go. They're going to throw it in. Yeah, it wasn't a shooting foul. Graydon throws it far out to Ian. Ian is able to get way out of town. Colton's not going to give him any room to breathe, so takes it to the right-hand side to Gary Gould. Gary, a real fast ball handler, calls the play into action, takes it to the left-hand side. Good job by Abraham. And one, as Abraham does not get in front of him in time, puts up a block and sends Gary to the line. Gary still makes a shot. Score is 11-2, with Gary going to the line now for a chance to make it 12-2. Four fouls for Sandpoint as they just are just struggling to keep up here. Abraham's going to sit down and Ryder will come in. Got to get some speed out there. Ryder's going to bring a little bit of a fast pace to the game. Gary's first attempt is good, first and only attempt. King Cove storming out of the gates, 12-2 now. Sandpoint with the ball. They're going to move the ball up. Colton Max met at the half-court line by Ian. Colton, no slouch when it comes to ball handling. Takes to the right. Good fade. All the way up. Oh, the layup is just over the top of the rim. Rebound goes into the hands of Dylan Larson. And Ian tried to cherry-pick it, but the ball gets tipped up and picked up by Joseph Ortega. And Joseph will bring the ball past the half-court line. We're 6 minutes left here in the first quarter. The score is 12-2. King Cove with a strong 10-point lead. Colton pulls up his dribble, does a pass way out to Carl Smith, which good job. He knows Jason has that long wingspan. Colton sees a lane, takes it all the way up the left-hand side, gets a little contact on the way to the basket, no foul called, and as they fight for the rebound, Anthony Webster and foul on Gary Gold holding as Anthony and him were both going for the ball. So Colton Mack will throw it in underneath their own basket. Colton's had a little bit of a struggle with his shot this year. He's looking for an opportunity. Long pass to Ryder. He's able to keep his hands on it. Good defense by King Cove, making it hard, but standpoint able to get the play. Good handing off of the ball. Colton's going to drive up the left-hand side. Gets past Ian, puts up a reverse layup. No good, but the ball gets knocked out of the hands of Dylan Larson. Ryder Garrison picks it up, but the ball stripped from him. Anthony stands right behind him. Oh, picks it up, and the ball just rolls out of the basket. Rebound this time to Graydon. And there we go. King Cove's going to have the ball. Ian on the fast transition has Jason Duarte, but Carl Smith stays right in front of him. Puts the pressure on. Jason's shot is missed. 5 minutes left here in the first quarter. The score is 12-2. Colton's going to slow down the pace a little bit, calls his play into action. We've got Joseph in motion behind. Colton drives left, takes it all the way to the basket, goes underneath the baseline, shoots out to Carl for three. It's got a good arc off the back iron. Rebound goes to Carl, though. Good follow-up of the shot. Ryder gets the ball, fires off a little too hard over the top of the rim. 4:40 to go here in the first half. King Cove with possession. The score is 12-2. Gary with the ball, looking for a chance. Standpoint goes into a man-to-man defense right now. Graydon drives into the paint, gets past three defenders, and puts up a shot off the back of the iron. He had a lot of pressure on him, though, but good job splitting the defense. Colton driving fast on the baseline, pulls it for a jumper. He goes past the backboard, so it hits the back end. Colton works hard for the board, shoots it out to Carl Smith. Carl, that one off the front of the rim. And this time, Ian's going to get the ball. He's looking up court for a chance on the cherry pick. Doesn't see it. Goes up for a three-pointer, hard off the back of the rim. Colton knows not to let Ian have even a second to look at the basket from three. Good defense there. Joseph Ortega's going to try his shot for a three. Oh, nothing but the bottom of the net as he sinks it from downtown. 12-5 now is the score. King Cove been quiet for the last couple minutes on the board after they had a quick start to the game. All right, ball in the hands of Graydon Severin. Gets past Anthony as he cuts to the left. Hands off to Dylan Larson. Dylan wasn't quite ready for it, and it goes off of his hands, out of bounds. And we're going to have a quick timeout called here. And Coach Toby Sargent calling a timeout as he's given his boys a chance to make some transitions on court himself before he called a timeout. You know, King Cove came to a roaring lead there in the very beginning. They've been mostly quiet now for the last couple of 2 minutes. They're stationary at 12 points. Standpoint at 5. But, man, King Cove just showing Standpoint right away. We're going to play a fast game of basketball. Standpoint doing the good job kind of slowing the pace down a little bit when they get offense. See Joe Calvert giving Carl a couple of pointers, telling him to watch out on a little bit of the arm action. I'm going to start calling him on that one. Standpoint's going to throw the ball in, and Colton Mack will take it up the court. No full court press, though, from King Cove. I think they know they've got a long term. Oh, getting behind the defense. Anthony Webster crosses over to the left-hand side and puts off a shot. It's a high arc, but it bounces in. Good job just getting an inch off of Graydon Severin. Ian drives into the paint. Oh, my goodness. He's had hands all over him, and it still goes in. Here's Colton. He says he can play fast offense, too. Driving in on a quick transition. Works his way all the way around, but, man, Ian stays on top of him, knocks it off. But, oh, Carl Smith finishes the job, and just like that, 14-9, Standpoint. Coming in fast and on a hard pass. Jason just can't quite keep his hands on it, and it tips off of his fingers. Standpoint's going to have possession, and they've just come soaring back with 4 points back-to-back like that. Now 14-9. Colton Mack with the ball. He hands it off to Ryder. Joseph comes to the top of the key and picks it up there, swinging it over to the right. Oh, it was just a little too far off to the side. Anthony couldn't quite get the dribble underneath him. Off his hands and out of bounds. Possession for King Cove. 2:38 to go here. Oh, Gary gets the ball, and he drives in up in the lane, pulls up for about a five-foot jumper. No good. Rebound goes to Standpoint. Colton was looking for a chance. He's just going to pause and hand it off to Joseph. Joseph drives into the lane but sees too much of the black jersey, so he pulls back. This time Colton's going to take it all the way in. Oh, my goodness. Ian was on him every step of the way, but Colton just dives up and puts it in, goes to the floor, and, man, great job by Colton. That was a beautiful play. Gary Gold with the ball on the right-hand side outside. He Passes it down into the post. Graydon's going to try to work his way past Anthony. Anthony doesn't let him get past him, so he does a little rotation for a save. Oh! Colton Mack dives off the sideline and throws the ball in hard off of J.C. McNeff, and that goes off of his body and out of bounds. Carl Smith, Colton Mack, Joseph Ortega, and Anthony Webster in. Also, Ryder Gunnarsson. Ryder tries to save the ball. He had two defenders, and Colton was trying to cherry pick it to him on the baseline. That was a tough pass to get away with. Subbing in, Jesse Starnes, freshman, going to come in. He's been a strong player off the bench for Sandpoint. Ian Samuelson, also Graydon Severin, Gary Gould. Jason Duarte with a good pick, leaving Ian open for the three. No good. J.C. McNeff, though, with a rebound, and that's your five right now on the floor for King Cove. J.C. gets a pass from Ian. He has a good look, though, finds Jason, spins into the paint, and puts it up. Oh, Graydon with some contact on Anthony Webster, but he's still able to keep his body in check to go in for it. Passing it down to Jesse Starnes. He's a scorer. He gets a great pass from Joseph Ortega from the far outside. Can't quite put it in for two, though. There's another laser pass by Ian Samuelson. It's going to go high and off the hands of Jason Duarte out of bounds. So Sandpoint's going to throw it in now. The score is 14-11 with just 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. Fast-paced basketball. We've got two of the top five teams in the state squaring off tonight. We're real lucky in this region to have this kind of action. Colton Mack with another nice layup, 14-3, and we're now at a one-point game. Ian pulls up, sees Jason. Jason inside the paint is able to turn it in and put it up from about 2 feet out, right in front of the basket. 16-13 now is the score. 42 seconds on the clock. Colton Mack trying to see if he can't tie this thing up. Passing to the outside, 36 seconds. Sandpoint looking for a chance. Colton penetrates, kicks it back out to, Anthony, and as he was rotating up on the three-point line, Anthony fires it off a little hard and to the left. Colton couldn't quite get his hand on it in time. But, yeah, you can just really see that these are two of the best 1A teams in the state right now. They're playing like it. It's great basketball. If you're in Sandpoint, there's a couple of seats left, but not many. Get them if you can. Ian pulls up from a long-distance jumper for two. No good. JC trying to get the ball, but Colton and Joseph Colton's got a huge vertical. He takes it down. Coast to coast, Colton Mack. Man, he faked the layup, brings it underneath him after the swat from Ian and puts it in for two. 16-15, 3 seconds left. JC with the last shot of the corner. It goes hard. Gary tries to fire one off in time, but it doesn't beat the buzzer. And oh my goodness, as we go into the second quarter, 16-15. Sandpoint just fights their way back into this game. They were down by 10 right out the gate as King Cove came in hard. Sandpoint, led by Colton Mack, who is just playing some of the best basketball I've seen him play this season offensively. Colton's been just a stand-up player defensively. Struggled a little bit on the shot, but, man, he's getting it tonight. And as we go into the second quarter, I want to say a quick thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to Sandpoint Corporation, City of Sandpoint, the City of King Cove, the King Cove Corporation, and the Shumigan Corporation. Also, the Aleutians East Borough. Thank you so much to the Aleut Corporation, Telalaska, GCI, and Peninsula Airways. Man, just thank you to these sponsors who make these games a reality, and thank you so much to the listener. We've got jerseys being thrown here in Joe Calver. Hillary Seifert throwing jerseys, giving Joe Calver flashbacks of Vietnam as a T-shirt flies right to his head. And we're about to break here into the second quarter. If you're just joining us, the score is 16-15. Sandpoint comes back from a 10-point deficit in the first quarter to make this a one-point game. On the floor as we go into it, Jesse Starnes, Anthony Webster, Joseph Ortega, also Carl Smith and Colton Mack somewhere. J.C. McNeff, Ian Samuelson, Dylan Larson, Graydon Severin, and Gary Gould in the game here for King Cove. Here we go. Jesse Starnes, the freshman, drives the baseline but kicks it way out for Joseph, who's wide open for the three. Off the back iron. Rebound goes to Carl Smith. He had Jesse fighting his way up to the basket. Oh, no. Calling a contact on Jesse. He was trying to get the ball out of Ian's hands there and just made the lightest little bit of contact. Five fouls, though, for Sandpoint. They went on a foul streak there in the beginning as King Cove came out storming, and Sandpoint was just trying to keep up, and they were fouling on the way there. They were able to settle it down here pretty quick, though. King Cove with the ball and a one-point lead. Here's Gary Gould driving up to the baseline, but Jesse sticks to him like glue, so he kicks it back outside. J.C. McNeff, pass to Ian. J.C. cuts over to the right-hand side. They swing over to Gary. Gary near the half-court line. He's at the gold line for volleyball. Ian now waiting, letting the play go into action. He's got good movement of players. Graydon going to drive the baseline. Good job by Joseph playing some tight defense, forcing a hard shot for Graydon. It goes up the top of the rim. Rebound, though. Oh, a deflection by Jesse Starnes as Gary gets the ball for 3 points. Dylan Larson with a foul. Almost exactly the same kind of foul that Jesse made against Ian, where Dylan just kind of like saw the ball, kind of reached in a little bit and put a little contact. Second foul there for King Cove, and man, what a deflection, though, as Gary Gould was firing one off for three. Good hustle by Jesse. Jesse is just going to be a great player to watch. Colton works his way in the basket. Oh, almost makes a layup. It just goes off the top of the backboard. Gary on fast transition. He's got Joseph in front of him. So he pulls a shot. Jesse comes storming out, trying to grab the ball, and knocks it out of bounds as Gary was going for it, about to rip down the board. Jesse all over the place tonight. Okay, throw in any throw in basket for King Cove. They take it back outside to the perimeter, where Graydon's going to hand off to Ian at the half court. That might be out of Ian's range, even for Ian at the half court line. So he'll pass it into Gary. Take it over to Graydon. Graydon's going to take a one off the glass, and man, no room for error on that shot. He had a real hard angle, but he puts it in 18 to 15. Standpoint with the ball. Oh, Carl with an underhanded layup drives into the paint, but it goes off the back iron. They hand it off to Colton Mack, who is getting his shot in tonight. He puts it up and in from the free throw line. Good for two. 18 to 17 is the score. Ian Samuelson with the ball. Ian right in front of him. Colton right in front of him, so he'll pass it over to Gary. Rotating now all the way over to the left-hand side. Graydon cuts up to the post, gets a pass, turns over for a 360 jumper, no good. Colton sees the ball going straight towards Graydon, so he gets in there just in time, takes it all the way. Man, good deflection there by Ian Samuelson, putting hard defense on Colton. That layup was not going to go in. Gary Gould now with the ball as he takes it up to score 18-17. Oh, Gary was wide open, doesn't take it for three. He drives the baseline instead. Oh, and it goes off the back of the rim. Rebound to Anthony Webster. 18-17 is the score. Joseph gets the ball, nice pass, drives the baseline, takes it to the opposite side. Oh, reverse layup with the left hand. It's good. And just like that, Standpoint takes their first lead of the game, 19-18. 5:19 on the clock now. Ian Samuelson with the ball. Takes over to Gary. Tight defense by Jesse Starnes. They send it back outside to the perimeter. King Cove with the ball. Graydon Severin now has it. He's working his way into Anthony. Anthony puts the pressure on, but Graydon's able to work into about 5 feet of the basket and puts up a shot, but can't make it a good one. It goes off the back of the iron, and King Cove with the ball. Carl for three. Good line. Nothing but net. Standpoint lengthens their lead now by 4, 18-22. Yeah, there we go. There's I looked down to Randall right then because I knew Randall was going to call a quick 30 as he sees his 10-point lead disintegrate and go into a 4-point deficit. 4:45 left here in the first half. Standpoint has just stormed back. It's two of the top teams here in the state squaring off for the 2017 trying to tip off, and what a heck of a first night. We got the Pep Band out here. Haven't had a chance to see a Pep Band in a while, and you know they're playing a couple bars, and it sounds pretty good. If you're just joining us right now, there's a seat or two left out here. If you're in Standpoint, come on down. It's a great game. King Cove was up by 12 in the first quarter at the very beginning, but Standpoint did not let it get out of control. They fought their way back, and now it's 22-18. Standpoint with a 4-point lead. Still plenty of time to go here in the game, even plenty of time left to go here in the first half. 4:45 on the clock here. Ian Samuelson's got the ball off a fresh of a timeout. Let's see what Coach Randall told his boys. Ian drives up the left-hand side, and man, the King Cove just can't get the ball to drop. It rolls all the way over the top of the rim. Beating the defense, Jesse Starnes way behind everyone. Colton drove into the paint. Defense collapses on him, and he just hands it off over to Jesse, who finishes the job 24-18. All right, Gary Gould with the ball. And it's just been a tight defense from both these teams as King Cove playing a real strong man-to-man. Ian has not been able to break out with his 3 points. Colton knows him too well. And these teams, they just play really well against each other. Oh, Graydon did a great job beating the defense there. Carl didn't put himself into a fouling position. I think Toby had told them, do not foul. They were four fouls right away. Anthony looks up and pretends for a shot from way downtown, but hands it off to Colton instead. Colton with the ball and a 4-point lead. No shot as Colton drives in. He drives in real hard, and there's a whistle. And that's going to be a foul on Black. And I saw two, Graydon Severin. So underneath their own basket, Colton Mack's going to throw it in. Standpoint stacks up off the inbound pass. Let's see what they do here. We've got a quick second as the bench is straightening things out with the refs. Okay, throwing it in now. Colton calls it into play. Carl gets the ball on the outside perimeter. Pass up to the top of the key where Joseph Ortega hands it off to Colton. 3:36 here to go in the first half. Colton Mack with the ball. He's got a four-point lead, and Carl wide open from the three-point line. No good. Nothing but Black jerseys on the rebound. Fast transition. Jason tries to beat the defense, but Carl gets right there in front of him. Forced a good pressure. JC McNeff with the rebound, but Colton strips it away. Colton Mack moving fast. Anthony for three, way downtown. Oh, nuts! Off the back of the rim and in. 27-20 now, and that was a long shot for three. Ian Samuelson moving fast on the offensive transition. And we're going to have a whistle there. I think Brandon on the bench stood up there, and only head coaches are allowed to stand up. All right, Ian Samuelson with the ball. He's got Colton on front of him, so he'll hand it off to J.C. McNeff. Oh, Jesse with a reach and steals it from Gary. Oh, and the foul and the basket as Gary comes up behind him. And that's just infinitely frustrating for Gary as Jesse just reached right in there and stole it, coming up behind him, drawing the foul. The score now 29-20. Sam Point coming up. And that's a 20-point reversal now. They came up from 10, and now they lead by 10. Jesse Starnes just coming in as a freshman. We saw him play all of his junior high league, knew it was going to be something special, and he's just delivered in spades. Off the back of the iron on his attempt from the line, 29-20 with Graydon Severin coming in real fast. Oh, man. Moving quickly and drawing the foul. He misses the layup, but he was coming to that lane going full speed. He's going to get fouled on the way there to the basket, and that should send him to the line for a two-shot opportunity. And, you know, King Cove, they're a real fast team. They can drive into the lane real hard, and that's how people get hurt. It's always physical against Sandpoint and King Cove. Graydon's first attempt, no good. There's a buzzer. Ryder Gunnarsson's going to substitute in for Jesse, as Jesse went down pretty hard on that layup, so I think Coach is going to give him a chance to catch his wits about him. 2:48 to go here. King Cove down by 9. That second attempt by Graydon, also no good, and they fight for the rebound. Whoa, Jason Duarte with an amazing save off the baseline, sends it all the way to the half court, where Ian Samuelson will keep it alive for King Cove. Here's a T-Jax. Graydon takes it all the way. Carl trying to deflect it out, but Graydon beats the defense and takes over the right-hand side, up and in. 29-22 now, Sandpoint up by 7. Ryder on the baseline, drives past Dillon. Oh, Joseph was wide open on the other side of the post. He bounces it in. Great job by Ryder seeing the opportunity. 31-22 now. 2:18 to go here in the first half. Gary Gould with the ball. Sends it over to Graydon, who's wide open for three. It bounces all around the rim and back out. No good. Colton Max chases down the ball. Travel, yep. I barely got my eyes over there in time, but I could see that there was two steps before he released the ball. 2 minutes left here in the first half, 31-22, as we're just seeing some of the best basketball I've seen all season, period, from all the games that we've played so far this season. This is just amazing. It's the culmination of the last 7 years of basketball, really, seeing these two teams come here to this level. King Cove with the ball. We're going to have a foul in there as Gary was driving up into the post. And it was a foul on Joseph Ortega, sending Gary to the line. A little contact as Gary worked his way into the lane. Sandpoint up by 9, 31-22. We've got 1:45 to go here on the clock. We got the next game coming up. It's going to be Kodiak JV against the Lady Eagles, 8:30. That'll be on the air. We'll have Coach Paul Barker helping us out with that one. Attempt there by Gary is no good. 31-22 is the score, and that's a bonus. That's why he's at the line, because of a bonus. 7 fouls by Sandpoint, but they've done a good job honing in their fouls here. 1:90 seconds left here in the first half. Colton Max got the ball. He calls a play into action here. He's got his team lined up in front. They're playing a high defense. They do play a 3-point game, but they've done a great job working it in. Colton Mack has the ball. Oh, he gets Ian looking, breaks in for a jumper, in and out. But Ryder gets the ball, sends it back out to Carl Smith, who takes it outside the three-point line. 109 to go here in the first half. Good screen by Ian. Leaves Colton open for a long shot for two. Gary Gold hounds it down, but man, a no-look pass. It almost goes out of bounds, but it was in the hands of Sam Point, almost goes to the other side of the half-court line, but Joseph saves it. Now he's driving in, hands it up to Ryder. Good deflection by Graydon Severin, though, as Ryder was just right underneath the basket. Ah, and Ryder moves in quick there and hits up a foul there as he puts a little body contact on Graydon. Good job by Joseph moving in there. Ryder with the attempt, but man, the defense was just too much. Sam Point not able to get it off in time. We're going to have a substitution on the floor as Joseph will sit down and Abraham will come on in. Big bench here in Sam Point here today as we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Make that 8 players on the bench here for Sam Point, pulling out all the freshmen. Graydon Severin at the line now for a 1-1 opportunity. It's no good off the back of the iron. He's had a hard time from the free throw line here tonight so far. With 45 seconds left in the first half, Colton Mack has it for Sam Point. He's looking at the three-point shot, doesn't take it, takes it into the paint. And that's going to be a foul on Jason Duarte. Colton was driving in hard, Jason with the contact. So a throw-in underneath their own basket for Sam Point. Calls into play really quick. He needs some help. Carl with gets a pass off a lob outside the perimeter. Feeding it up now, doing a little reverse shot from the post. No good by Anthony Webster. Jason Duarte pulls down the board, and with 30 seconds to go here, Sam Point is up by 9. Ian fires off for 3. That's a good shot for him. No, does not go down, though. Fight for the rebound. And another over-the-back there foul against Jason Duarte. J.C. McNeff looking like he's going to be checking in here for the T-Jacks. Jason going to sit down. That's a lopsided substitution there as Jason is the big player and J.C. is a great point player but lacks about 5 inches and most of the vertical that Jason has. So let's see how he comes in there. Oh, off the foot of Graydon. Colton passed it in, was bouncing it in. So that'll be a throw on the sideline. 10 seconds left to go here. Sam Point has a chance for one more shot. Play in action here. They're rotating out. Abraham gets it. 9 seconds. Colton drives in. Gets past. Puts up a shot. Fading away from 5 feet out. Good. And Ian's got 3 seconds to put one up. He does. And, oh, man, it hits the top of the rim, but no good. And, man, going into the second half, Sam Point comes back from a 10-point deficit to lead by 11 going into the third quarter. And don't go anywhere. We've got the second half coming your way here. We got the Lady Eaglets coming on here for the halftime show. And, man, what a game. I'm going to send it back to you, Marissa, for about 10 minutes, all right?
All right. Thanks, Austin.
Yes, we are back here for the third quarter. And Sam Point's up by 11. They trailed by 10 right out the gate, though. And, man, they just were able to keep the pace, keep their heads cool, get back into the game here. See what King Cove does off the half court or after the halftime. Gary Gould gets in there, and he takes the first shot. Oh, the ball goes down. Travel, yeah. Graydon, full extension, rolling over the ball. Travel as he tries to get possession, but good effort there by Graydon Severin. His first time playing against Sam Point this year, as he was not here on the first round of games. Coming in, Colton Mack and Abraham Bravo, Anthony Webster. Also, Carl Smith, who just got the ball, but knocked out over to Anthony. Kicking it back over around the outside. Colton's going to drive in for a jump shot. Rolls, oh, down and up again. And no one can quite get to go down yet. Score remains 33-22. Ian's got the ball now. Driving in fast into the paint. That's going to bounce off the top, off the back of the iron, up and down. Good job by Ian. Colton on a real fast transition. Pulls up for a long jumper. It's going to be a little off to the right. Had a little bit of a slice to it. Carl gets the rebound, but a bad pass goes into the hands of Ian. Oh, man. Ian's signature, just no-stop shot, but it doesn't go down. Jason Duarte flying in there for a rebound. Who's going to be on? Yeah, man, over the top on Jason again, over Colton Mack. I don't know what that is for Jason, but I think he's knocking down 3 fouls so far, and you don't want Jason to get out of the game because he had to sit out for most of the second quarter, and that was no good. So, yeah, on the floor right now, we got Jason Duarte, Dylan Larson, also Graydon Severin, G- Terry Gold and Ian Samuelson rounding out the top five right now for King Cove. Colton makes a shot, pulls back, and takes it back outside, resets the offense. Anthony Webster now with the ball, pulls up his dribble and sends it down the right-hand side. Yep, weak pass gets picked off by Ian, and Graydon cutting into the basket and puts it up for a layup for two. And it's almost like the teams are feeling each other out again for the second time here. Oh, man, what a pass to Joseph. Good read by Colton. He tries to drive it up into the lane, but runs into a lot of congestion, hands the ball off, and it's on the floor now. Carl, with it behind the ball, like rolls around his back of his shoulder and into the hands of King Cove. Graydon moving fast at the lane. Oh, man, right into the paint. Uh-oh. Looks like he's favoring his ankle for a second there, but he puts up a basket. Graydon with the only point of the second half. Oh, driving hard to the basket. Colton Mack draws a foul from Gary Gold. Yeah, so that will be second team foul there for King Cove in the third quarter. Score is 33-28. Graydon doing a good job here for King Cove. That's the third foul for Gary, though. And, King Cove doesn't have a lot of fouls to their name, but the fouls they do have are pretty key players fouling a couple times. Colton lines up his first attempt. Yeah, it's going to be a little hard. Colton, an amazing player, though, and, players like this, they may miss the first one, but I can almost bet money that Colton's going to make the second one here. Yeah, there you go, drains it. They can make those adjustments when they practice like that. 34-28 to score now, standpoint up by 6. They were up by 11, though. It's Graydon Severin coming in hard. All right, Graydon with the ball now, driving up the left-hand side, hesitates, gets past the defense, but hands it off. Oh, Jesse Starn appears out of nowhere. I thought he was on the bench 5 seconds ago, but then he just vaporized into the court, or I should say appeared into the court. Hands off to Colton. Colton drives the baseline, puts up a shot, no good. Hitting hard off of the foot of Dylan Larson. The ball is going to go out of bounds, and that should be possession for standpoint. Colton Max going to throw it in, yeah, underneath their own basket. 34-28, standpoint by 6. Timeout called there by, I think Toby Sargent calling the timeout there, but both coaches are up. And so, yeah, coming out the gate here, King Cove throwing some fresh life into the game for them, Graydon Severin being the one bringing it. He closed the gap now about, 6 points by 5 points. So good effort here. Both these teams are playing to win. It's the 2017 Trident tip-off. It's been 3 years now that we've had these tournaments. First year here where Sandpoint upset King Cove by the buzzer beater. Evan Wilson powered it up here. I remember right where I was at that moment when it happened. You know, I may not remember most things that happened in my life, but I remember that moment. Last year with another buzzer beater by Evan Wilson off the throw-in, man, Sandpoint won the try and tip-off with the Peter Pan tip-off last year. Both these teams, man, and I'm going to tell you right now, I saw both these teams on the road system, and I saw them really bloom as players. And as we went into this game tonight, I really thought King Cove had an edge. And they come out the gate just roaring. And standpoint, though, they just were able to get the game under control and start playing. Good pick off by Ian. So wide open layup, man. That was a that was just red by Ian. The pass by Jesse was red. And I'll tell you this, though. They have not pulled out the full court press yet. King Cove, they're down by 4 now. They've been coming back. Oh, Carl from long distance shot. It's a little hard, though. Rebound goes off the hands of Anthony and out of bounds. Last touch by Webster, so that's going to be a throw-in on the sideline. So I'm wondering if they're going to hold on to that full court press and wait till a little bit later, or if they're just trying to keep themselves from getting too gassed this early in the tournament. Graydon drives in, passes off to Dylan, who's on the baseline. Pass back to Graydon, who drives in. He's got defenders all around him. That doesn't stop him from putting it in. There we go. Colton moving fast on the transition. He's got Jesse ahead of him, but three defenders in between them, so he's going to pull back. Finds Anthony. Anthony into the paint. Puts up a fadeaway jumper from the paint, from the post. No good, but Carl Smith runs down the board. Hands it back to Colton. Colton's only got a two-point lead, but he fires it off on the baseline. Makes that a four-point lead. Good shot for two right on the baseline. 36-32 with 4:30 to go here in the third quarter. Gary Gould with the ball, drives in just past the perimeter, pulls it for a jumper. It's a long shot for two, just shy on the front of the rim. Oh, and Dylan and Joseph both come down for that rebound. Haven't seen a lot of Joseph Ortega this game. He's always been there, but I haven't seen him making any plays yet. I think he's been really a conduit for the ball lately. It's been mostly Colton Mack for Sandpoint. So let's see. Colton and Jesse, I should say. Pass got intercepted there by Dylan Larson. But Jesse was able to pick it back up, and as he drives up hard into the lane, he's going to get fouled on the way there. So that will be a throw-in, and let's see, the foul was a third on Dylan Larson. Three team fouls now, zero. And whistle there, it was a buzzer and then a whistle, and not sure what was going on. Colton for a long shot for three. It's a good line. Oh, man, out and in, or in and out. Ian with the rebound. He's got Graydon coming fast. Colton repositions himself very well, but King Co feeds it out, and, man, that was a beautiful play because Ian was able to beat the defense to get open for three-point right on the top of the key, closing the gap now to 1 point, 36-35. Sandpoint still with the lead. Missed shot by Anthony Webster. Gary stands alone for the rebound. He brings it down, and Graydon calling for the ball on the left-hand side. Ian will send it over his way. He gets past Anthony for the layup, and King Cove takes the lead. Wolf Jackson checking in on the bench. He sits right next to J.C. McNeff. Sandpoint was up by 11. They're now down by 1. 3:13 to go here in the game. Colton gets past Dylan, puts up a right-side layup off with his left hand, and it's hard off the backboard, and Anthony Webster's going to sit down, and so will Dylan Larson, J.C. with Neff, and Wolf Jackson, who apparently had something like 26 or 27 rebounds in one game on the road trip. So let's see what he brings to the table here. He's a high-energy player in a good defensive stance, Graydon Severin. And I think that really Ian got open again for a three off of a nice pick by Graydon, but it doesn't go down. Joseph Ortega with the rebound, and I think that they're just looking for someone to really put a body on Graydon. Jesse gets past JC and takes it all the way up the baseline and in. What a commanding layup. It's like he knew exactly what he was going to do when he got the ball, and he took it all the way into the basket. Swapping points now, 38-37, or swapping the lead, I should say. Sandpoint now up by one. Graydon is going to try to get past Wolf. Contact there. Yeah, okay, let's. And that's the thing, when you trade in Wolf for Anthony, you got two completely different players with two completely different experiences on the court, and they bring different things to the table. And figuring out how to play that kind of tight defense without fouling is going to be something that Wolf will figure out. Trailing on Graydon, yeah, same exact story there. Yep. Yeah, that was a foul. And the basket right there. Graydon Severin took it in, got past Wolf, and Wolf trying to stay ahead of him, but man, Graydon is such a fast runner. He was one of the top two runners top three runners for cross country this year out of our region. Man, he just did a great job. He's quick, he's explosive, it's hard to stay on top of him. And I don't know who they're going to have to pull from. Ryder's still on the bench, though. I don't know why Ryder's sitting on the bench. Fast runner himself. See if he can't get in there and stay on Graydon. All right, so here we go. With 2 minutes left in the third quarter, King Cove's up by 139-38. Colton's going to fire off a long shot for three. Beautiful arc. Almost there, but just goes at the top. Fight for the rebound. Wolf Jackson and Carl Smith both pull it down. Oh, Colton gets contact as he tries to pass it on the baseline. But, man, he chases the ball down to Graydon. Is able to dribble around him. Tries to break into the lane. Passes off to Jason Duarte, who puts up a shot from about 5 feet out. No good. Colton Mack with the rebound. He's breaking real fast. Pulls up for a jumper. Loses the ball. It goes down. Oh, man, but Wolf Jackson just rips it out of the hands of Gary Gould as they both go flying. And it's a jump ball just in time. Man, things are getting fast-paced here again with 1:37 to go here. King Cove up by 1, 39-38. All right, King Cove has the ball off the jump. And here we go. Ian Samuelson's going to walk it up past the half-court line. Cuts to the left, though. Gets into the lane. J.C. McNeff wide open. Oh, Jesse. Oh, travel. I think there's a travel call there. J.C. And J.C. does have a hard time sometimes with the traveling when he gets the ball. And right when he gets the ball, usually, too. So he's going to work on that, and he'll continue to grow in his career. He's going to be a great player. All right, Joseph Ortega gets the pass. He drives in. This is the first time we see him really make an approach at the basket. It doesn't quite go down. Wolf Jackson on the board. Throws it in off of Dylan and out So it's going to stay on possession for Sam Point. Good move by Wolf Jackson. He's always so full of surprises. All right, Jesse Starnes with the ball now. He gets a throw in. Looking to Colton Mack. Colton now gets a good screen from Jesse. Pulls off a jumper. No good. Under a minute to go here in the third quarter. Sam Point still with the rebound. Colton Mack drives fast into the paint. Hands it off to Wolf, who's able to keep it in. Oh, and pushed by Ian on the way up on the power-up. And it was a literal push by Ian on as Wolf was powering up. Going to send Wolf Jackson to the line for two. Ian is a very composed player. So, he was fighting really hard for that board. Sam Point still trails by one. Wolf Jackson gets the ball here, though, with an attempt to tie it up here. Let's see what he does. First one's going to be hard, but it's good off the glass. It counts off the glass. Tying the game up here with 1 minute to go in the third quarter, 39 apiece. 14 fouls for King Cove. That's the first one for Ian. Colt, second one's no good, but the ball gets tipped up off the rebound. It was Jesse and Carl and almost a King Cove player just tipped it up and in. 41-39 now. Sam Point with the two-point lead. Raiden trying to shake past Joseph. Oh, Dylan beat the defense and puts it up off the glass. Good job by Dylan. Good pass by Graydon. 41 apiece now. Oh, pass is just a little too high for Jesse. He got some good air on that jump, though. Seeing the Lady Eagles get into their jerseys, they're going to go up against Kodiak here after the fourth quarter, so don't go anywhere. We'll have Paul Barker announcing that game. 22 seconds to go in the third quarter. Graydon, again, shuffling, trying to get out there. It's a long shot for two. No good. Rebound. Dylan tried to fire it in off the baseline, but it goes down onto the line. So with 15 seconds, Colton Mack's going to have a shot. One last shot here. Takes it to the left, beats the defense, count the basket. It was a little late. I don't know. They're going to count the basket. Makes it to the lane, fires it off, and gets the foul on the way up. Great job by Colton Mack. So with that, Sam Point takes a two-point lead. And Colton's going to the line for one. They've got 9 seconds left here. That was an amazing break by Colton. Best basketball offensively I've seen Colton play all season. Let's see what he does here. First attempt, or the one and only, nothing but net. Makes it a three-point lead. 8 seconds here. Ian, he's deadly from all over the court. He's got time. Pulls up for a long jumper. Oh, man. And with 0.8 seconds left, standpoint, we'll technically have enough time. Here comes a full court press, though. Wolf's going to throw it in. It's going to have to be a rapid fire. Well, Coach Kobe Sargent's going to call a quick 30-second timeout. Wants to take this opportunity to give his boys a breather going into the quarter break and maybe set something up here to allow them to get a good shot at the ball. But they've only got 0.8 seconds, so there's not a lot they're going to be able to do. Man, going into the third quarter, King Cove closed the gap. They were down by 11. They've been trading the lead with Sam Point ever since, though, when they came back from those 11 points, led by Graydon Severn, who was just the X factor for King Cove here in the third quarter. All right, 0.8 on the clock here, third quarter. See what the Sam Point Eagles have up their sleeve. Oh, picked off by Ian, so he's going to get the last shot. It's almost good, too, off the glass. Long, long shot. That one almost backfired on Sam Point. And so with that, we go into the fourth and final quarter. The score is 44-41. Sam Point still hanging on to a lead. But, man, it was a lot more comfortable 8 minutes ago. Thank you to our sponsors yet again. Thank you to the King Cove Corporation and the Sam Point, City of Sam Point, also the City of King Cove, the Schumigan Corporation, the Aleut Corporation, and the Aleutians East Borough. Also want to say a big thank you to Alaska and GCI. Also, thank you to Peninsula Airways. Good to see the new batch of cheerleaders coming up here. We got the kindergartners flying through the air with Miss Belts leading the way there on that one. Always fun having cheerleading squad coming in. And welcome to the 2017 Try and Tip Off. If you are just joining us here, the score is 44-41. It's been one heck of a game here between King Cove and Sam Point. Sam Point is up by three, and they're going to have possession as we go in here to the fourth and final quarter. Oh, man. Let's see what happens. All right, Jesse Starnes gets the ball from Colton. He's letting the play soak in here. Carl Smith now Tight man-to-man defense being played by King Cove, making it real hard, but Colin's going to penetrate past the three-point line, pulls back, passes back out. Long shot for three. It's bad angle, but, man, good throw in by Carl saves it. Jesse saves it yet again. Wolf gets it and fires it off, but, man, Colton just knew exactly where he's going. And I don't know if he called a timeout there to save possession. I think he did. Yeah, they called a timeout really quickly to save the possession. Colton was on the floor there with the ball. 7:31 here. Yeah, full timeout called there. And as we go, it's still real early yet into the fourth quarter. We got a fresh 1 minute here. Coach Randall Newman working with his boys here, talking to them. You know, they play a real fast game of basketball, and I'm telling you, I'm waiting for them to pull out the full-court press. King Cove has a lethal full-court press. I don't know if they just feel like Sandpoint's going to be able to beat it easily, if they're trying to save their energy for the tournament, which obviously makes a lot of sense. 3 points separate these teams. They've been playing real fast offense and defense from both these squads, but Sandpoint was able to really make sure things did not get out of control. So they're going to throw in here from the baseline, Colton Mack underneath his own basket. 15 seconds left here in the timeout, but both teams are ready here. All right. They had to get out of timeout mode there because they had the teams come out a little bit early. They're going to throw it in again here one more time. Colton Mack looking for Wolf Jackson. He gets him. Wolf drives the baseline, gets past Dylan, and fouled on his way to the bucket. Just don't think they were expecting Wolf to drive in like that. He takes it all the way up. 7:25 here left in the fourth quarter. It's been a slow game of basketball so far here in the fourth quarter. No points on the board yet. Wolf here with a chance to score the first and the fourth. Oh, it's up and in. All right, 45-41. Don't forget, the Lady Eagles against Kodiak coming up next. We will have that game on the air. And Wolf, second attempt is good off the glass. He just falls back and smiles as he makes his second one. 46-41. Good. He's a great sixth man. All right. Graydon looks to the right and cuts left. Takes up the right-hand side, though, and all the way to the basket for two. Good move by Graydon Severin, making it now 43. All right, for the King Cove. They're still trailing. Colton drives up. The ball almost gets knocked out of his hands, but he remains in possession and drives up the left-hand lane and puts up and in. 48-43 now. All right, King Cove with the ball. Gary drives up the left-hand side, pulls back, though, as Jesse puts some hot, tight defense on him. They'll pass out to Graydon. Tipped out, bounced by Jesse Starnes. That will be a throw-in now from the sideline for King Cove. Ball in action here. Colton, tries to steal the ball, but Ian turns and burns and gets past Colton Mack and drives up in for 2 points. Cherry picked to Jesse. He takes it to the opposite side and in reverse. Oh, my gosh. What a great layup by Jesse Starnes. 50-45. Sandpoint still up by five, under seven to go here in this game. Graydon Severin calls up for a screen. Takes it to the left-hand side, though. Bounces it into Ian, who was cutting hard. No, that was Jason Duarte, who was cutting hard on the baseline. And Wolf's going to throw up his third foul of the game there as he sends Jason to the line for two. All right. Oh, no. Jesse's third foul, not Wolf. Full timeout called again. It's been a series of timeouts. First two, three quarters were just dynamite fast. And now as we come into the fourth quarter, we've had a slew of timeouts called. So we're only 1 minute and 15 seconds left into the fourth quarter. King Cove trails by five. It's been a real tight game. 16 fouls for King Cove right now, only three for Sandpoint. So Sandpoint's going to be in bonus territory here with just one more foul. T-Jacks break out. They're going to go to the line as Jason Duarte will line up for two opportunities from the free throw line. Let's see what he has for us here. Ray Allen Joe talking as referees right now. Getting a couple good communication there between the two referees. All right. Jason gets the ball. He fires it off so quick every time. Misses the first one. Score remains 50-45. 6:45 here in the fourth quarter. Here's Jason now with his second one. Good angle, good line, and takes it all the way into the basket. 4-point lead now for Sam Point, and Colton Mack moving real fast on the offensive transition, but man, can't quite get into the post as he has players all around him, so he takes it back outside of the perimeter. Oh man, thought he was going to take the three, tries to pass it to Jesse, but Graydon gets right there and cuts it off. So steal for King Cove. Gary Gould, who's been mostly quiet this game, takes it in and gets fouled on the way up to the basket. Shooting foul. Fourth foul for Jesse. And Jesse's going to have to sit down. With 6:28 to go here, Jesse with four fouls. And looking down at the bench, you've got Anthony Webster, Ryder Gunderson, and Abraham Bravo all sitting on the bench. Coach taps Anthony. Have not seen a lot of Ryder Gunderson this game. One of the starting players, typically. So Jesse's going to sit down here pretty soon. And we're going to have Sam Point with the ball as Jason made that other one, that second one. It's now 48-50. Sam Point up. Joseph takes the ball all the way across the baseline, hands off to Jesse, who fires one off. Wolf with the rebound and a putback. No good over the rim. Carl Smith gets his board this time. He'll fire it out to Joseph Ortega. Joseph tries to fire off a shot, just can't get any help from anywhere. And that's going to be a missed shot. Goes off behind the backboard, and with 6:23 to go here in the game, we have Anthony Webster now checked in for Jesse. Jesse's going to sit down with four fouls to his name. They're going to save him for later. King Cove's got the ball. And here we go. Graydon Severin takes it to the left to the right, looking for an open lane. Can't find it, so he pulls up his dribble and hands it over to Ian. Ian now on the right-hand side, pulls up for a jumper. Colton stays all over him and gets the rebound as it bounces right back to where him and Ian were. Anthony now gets the shot, or gets the ball. Looking for three, doesn't take it. Hands off to Colton, who drives the baseline, takes it on the reverse side for a layup. No good, but Wolf with a mid-air putback. Good for two, 52-48. Wolf Jackson. My goodness. 5:45 to go here. Ian's got the ball. He's going to hand off to Graydon. Graydon's going to look like he's going to start really moving the lane fast. Foul. And, man, that's just like three fouls back-to-back now for Sam Point. They're going to have to watch out. Graydon is moving into the lane, moving in fast, and he's drawing all sorts of fouls. That's five team fouls now for Sam Point. Throw in underneath their own basket. Graydon's going to get the ball for King Cove. Fourth foul for Joseph. Okay. Still got some good players to pull from. Ryder. Dylan gets a throw in. Man, he has traffic all over the place. The ball is loose, and Colton gets it and just fires it off. But, man, he got some wood burn on that one. He's holding his elbow. Oh, man, good job by Gray enforcing the ball out of hands of Anthony. And Ian gets a pass, takes it all the way up for the layup. Good for two. 52-50 now is the score. Sam Point up by two. 5 minutes and 30 seconds left to go here in this game. Colton Mack with the ball now. Gets a screen by Wolf. He takes it all the way to the baseline. Pulls back. Anthony wide open for a long shot for three. It's a good line just off the front of the rim. Colton with the rebound and underhand putback. No good. Wolf and Colton both fighting for the board. Jump ball as Colton and Ian both fighting hard for that ball right now. And Colton's been scrapping for the ball everywhere. So pat on the back between Colton and Ian. Lots of respect between these two guys. They've come up with each other. And, you know, there was so much anticipation when Colton and Ian first became freshmen to see what it was going to be like as they went head-to-head, and it's made for some amazing basketball the last 2 years, or last 4 years. All right, going in now, there's another full timeout, so we're just hanging out here. Okay, let me scratch that. That's Joseph's third foul. It was a four. The four was left over from when Jesse's fouls were up on the board. The score is 52-50. King Cove trailing by two. It's been an amazing game so far. Both teams have had healthy leads at different times in the game, but they've just come back against each other. They know each other so well. It's been just everything you could ask for more. I have no idea who's going to walk away with the win here today. It's going to be exciting to see here. We still got lots of time on the clock, though. It's been a very long fourth quarter so far. I can't imagine they have many timeouts left on either side. All right, ball now in the hands of Gary. Gary taking it to the right-hand side, pulls back for a fadeaway jumper just over the rim and in. Good for two, and that ties the game up at 52 apiece. Here's Colton Mack on a fast transition. ball almost gets picked off by Jason Duarte, but it makes for a good handoff to Carl Smith, who fires off a three-point shot. Three-point game for Sandpoint has not been on, neither for Ian, so really it's kind of an even trade there. Both these teams, major threats from the three-point line. All right, Coach Randall Newman calling for Gary to cut in on behind from Gary. Severin with the ball now drives into the paint, pulls up. Oh, up and over, good for two. 54-52 now with King Cove in the lead. Colton moving up fast now. He's got 4 minutes on the clock. Driving in, kicks out to Joseph. Joseph now penetrates, and he's going to get fouled. And that will put him up at a 1-1 with bonus. Foul on four, Jason Duarte fouling out? Nope. Wait, let's see. Okay, his fourth foul. 4 minutes to go here. Jason, four fouls to his name. Let's see what happens here. Bonus territory now, so Joseph Ortega is going to go for 1-1. And there's some confusion on the scoreboard. Graydon Severin talking to Joe about something that was up on the board, figuring things out here. All right, Joseph Ortega to the line for a chance to tie it up here. He's got to make both to do it. First one's off. Carl pokes the ball out of bounds, and that's going to be a throw-in for King Cove. So here they go with a two-point lead and 4 minutes on the board. Ian Samuelson's going to bring the ball up for King Cove. Take hands off to Gary. Gary now breaks in past the perimeter, drives into the lane. Oh, body check by Wolf is going to put Gary on the line. It's been a foul fest here in the fourth quarter. Both teams now racking up plenty of fouls, and that's going to be the fourth foul for Wolf Jackson. Oh, yeah, only the third. Gary sinks his first one, extending the lead to three now for King Cove. Just under 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. All right, second attempt by Gary is going to go off the back iron. Rebound fought for, brought in by Severin, so King Cove with a chance to get more points here. They're up by three. Here's Severin. He's just been a main driving force. Oh, no. Carl Smith fouling. Oh, no. Joseph Ortega with his fourth foul. And making it now bonus for King Cove. So that's going to be Jesse at the line for two. But now it's going to be 1-1 every time. Jason puts away a layup or a free throw. Extending the lead now to four. It's a two-possession game here for King Cove. Let's see what happens. Misses the second attempt, but man, King Cove gets a rebound again. Gary's wide open, drives into the paint, dishes it back out to Dylan Larson, open for the jumper. No good. Oh, over the top there. Yep. Dylan Larson over the top on that rebound, and that's going to be a 1-1 now. Not sure how many that is for Dylan. Let's see. It's going to be four. Four for Dylan Larson to his name now. Lots of players with an opportunity to foul out here. We've got lots of time left in the game, too. So with that foul, J.C. McNeff's going to sub in for Dylan. Yeah, it's going to be interesting here. King Cove's got a four-point lead, but lots of players have four fouls. It's been a foul-heavy fourth quarter. Colton's going... Wolf going to the line here. The foul was on Wolf. And there's a conversation here trying to figure out what's going on. As Anthony Webster now sits down, in the meantime, as they discuss everything, there's a discussion now with the referees. I think they're trying to figure out who the foul was against. Colton's saying it was him. Joe Calver is convinced it's Wolf. So Wolf Jackson's going to go to the line for a 1-1 opportunity here. Lining up his shot. It's going to be off the back iron, and Jason Duarte pulls it down. Jesse Starnes does not even make an attempt to go at the rebound from Jason, staying from the foul. All right, four-point lead. King Cove with possession. Oh, Gary left wide open for three. It's off the right-hand side. No good. Rebound goes to King Cove, though, and they finish it off there. Nice shot from the outside. Colton Mack now, he's trailing by six. He fires off a three. Oh, in and out. Rebound goes to JC. Oh, the ball is on the floor, though, as Jesse trying to steal it away. Gary Gold gains possession for King Cove. He's driving up the lane fast. Pulls back, though, and takes it back outside the perimeter. King Cove will reset. 3 minutes on the clock here. Graydon drives in. Dishes out to Jason for 3 points. Nothing but net. Ooh, it's turning now into a 9-point game, and there is a big timeout called from Toby Sargent, as this game has been very, very close. And Toby Sargent now telling his boys to get in there, giving them some very strong words as he wants to see the victory on the board. King Cove's held on all the way and taking it all the way up there for, they were down by 10 at the half. They were down by 11 at the half. They've turned it around, stayed in this game. And I'm just going to give the credit to the whole team, of course. But if I had to say one player who just really kept King Cove in it, it was Graydon Severin, who just driven it all the way. All right, here we go. Breaking out from the timeout now. Standpoint needs a couple points on the board. Colton drives in, trying to hand off to Jesse. It's going to go off the hands of King Cove and out of bounds on the baseline now. Standpoint's going to throw it in. 2:45 on the clock. 9 points between the two teams. Standpoint now trailing. All right, Joseph Ortega with the ball. He takes it outside. He takes it over to the right-hand side. Hands it off to Jesse. Jesse looks at the three, doesn't take it, drives in. Puts off the back of the iron, but Carl's right there with the rebound and the putback. It bounces all over the rim and goes down. 61-54 now. Here we go. Severin with the ball. He gets it over to the left. Wolf with a deflection, clean deflection. And now Standpoint moving up fast. Colton takes it over into the paint, pulls up a jumper. It's just short, but Jesse gets the rebound and the putback. Good for two. 61-56, 2 points left in the game. We got full court man-to-man coming now. Coach Toby Sargent calling for some help here. All right, Ian gets it past the half-court line. 2 minutes on the clock, 5 points between these two teams. No King Cove's going to try to burn down some time. Gets a screen from JC. Gary drives in the paint. Oh, with a foul. It's a foul on Colton Mack. Sending Gary to the line with the and one. 58-62. Standpoint trails by four. No, that should be more. Yep. They trail by five. Under two to go here. It's going to be tight. Gary, chance to make it six. Off the back iron. Rebound fought for, but Jason gets it. Goes out of bounds. Last touch. Joe Calver calls it last touch by King Cove. 1:50 on the clock here. Standpoint down by six. See what they got for us here. Colton hands off to Carl. Carl way downtown to Joseph, who drives in, looks for a lane, pulls up her jumper. It's all over the top of the rim. Ian pulled it down, and that's going to be Wolf fouling out as he reaches in there. And that's going to be five on Wolf if I'm not. No, that's right. I keep thinking he's got more than he does because it looked like he fouled when really it was Jesse. Fourth foul for Wolf now, sending Ian to the line. About 90 seconds here on the clock. And here we go. Ian with the 1-1. We're going to put it up. They break, drains it. And the teams come back and reset for a second attempt here. The score is 56-64. Standpoint down by 8. All right. Ian with the ball. Focuses. Lane violation. Yep. Lane violation on King Cove, so that shot's not going to be any good. It remains 56-64 with 1:30 on the clock. Colton Mack moves up fast. He drives. He's got an open lane. Takes it up and under. Good for two. 58-64. They got full court pressure coming your way now from Standpoint. Jesse almost steals the ball, but Gary keeps it in there. He drives it in. Dishes out to Jason, but who misses the shot. All sorts of hands trying to steal the ball off, and it's staying right here in the hands of King Cove as it goes off of Carl Smith. 1:11 on the clock, 6 points between the two teams. It's just the kind of basketball we've come to expect here from the Trident and Peter Pan tip-off here. Jason for three. He drained his first one, misses that one. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by King Cove. 1:06 now. Standpoint with possession. They need a couple points on the board here to get this one back in the game. Colton Mack with the ball. He moves up real quick. He's got Jesse on the right-hand side. Drives into the baseline. That ball's deflected. Oh, and it nails a little cheerleader right there in the head. And we're going to have a quick timeout, or no, we're going to take a quick second as the ball came down hard on one of the little cheerleaders. She's going to be okay. Ball thrown in now. Goes over to Colton Mack. Colton drives in, looking for a three-point shot. Doesn't see anyone going for it, so he takes it up off the glass. No good. Joseph wide open for three. Gets a pass from Carl. Off the glass. Rebound goes to Wolf, and man, he's pushed hard. Gets a foul that time, and he's going to the line for two. All right, here we go now. With 43 seconds left in the game, Sandpoint is still down by six, and Wolf Jackson at the line for a chance to bring it in. All right, here we go. Wolf's going to get the ball now from Calver. He's got two shots guaranteed, nine fouls per team. We're going to have double bonus coming up here soon. Second foul on Ian. Hard off the back of the iron. Dylan Larson checking back in now. J.C. McNeff sitting down. 43 seconds to go here. Sandpoint down by six. We're going to see if they can close the gap. Don't forget, we got Lady Eagles and Kodiak coming up after this. Wolf's second attempt is good. Nothing but net. Now down by five. Here comes Ian moving quick. They've got to transition fast. Ball's loose. Picked up by Wolf. And now Colton Max got the ball. He's going to drive in. Hands off to Joseph, who sees Carl wide open for three. Carl doesn't take the three. This time he does. Oh, all around the top. No good. Colton falls through and good. They're down by three. They need the ball. 22 seconds left. Looking for the steal. Jesse staying on Gary. Reaches in. There's a foul. And that's going to be it for Jesse Starnes. He had to stop the clock. Anthony Webster is subbing in right now, and there was really no other option but for Jesse to foul Gary to stop the clock and to get the opportunity for another possession to go into the hands of Sandpoint. So good job by Jesse Starnes there. Great game by Jesse. He played an amazing game of basketball all the way. Ball in the hands of Gary. He fires off. The first one's no good, but it's double bonus, so he gets a two-shot guarantee. Full timeout called here by Coach Randall Newman. The game is tight. 64-61, King Cove with the lead, and man, it's just been back and forth with these two teams. We've had amazing performances all across the board. Fourth quarter was different than every other quarter of the game, though. It was super fast-paced all the way up. The fourth quarter, things just slowed way down. We saw lots of fouls, plenty of timeouts. Things definitely changed here. Sandpoint trailing by three. Gary Gould's going to go up here, and if Gary can sink this one, he's going to make it a two-shot game, a two-basket game, which will just be critical going in with only 17 seconds left. It's going to make it very, very hard for Sandpoint to come back if they have to make two buckets with only 17 seconds. Lots of pressure here on this shot for Gary. After that timeout, teams come out. Gary goes to the line, 64-61. Again, Sandpoint down by three. Gary Gould is going to go up here. He fires it off. It's good. Two-possession game now, 17.5, full-court press, or full-court man-to-man, I should say. Colton's got two buckets guaranteed. He fires off a long shot for three. Off the back of the iron. 10 seconds to go. Colton reaches in and fouls, sending Graydon Severin to the line, I believe, for two. 9 seconds left to go here in the game. Sandpoint down by four with Graydon at the line. It's been a real back-and-forth game. Amazing, and I think it's just slowly slipping out of Sandpoint's reach. Let's see if King Cove can hold on to it here. Both teams held strong lead throughout the game. They traded back and forth for many times. King Cove comes out there, making that a five-point game now. It's going to be two possessions no matter what here. And Jesse Starnes fought real hard here. All right. I think the second one, it's going to be two threes needed here or three twos. Oh, no. Colton Mack, it goes off of his hands and out of bounds on the sideline. Just moving too quickly before. Too quickly as he got the ball in. All right, Graydon's going to hold. He's just going to hold the ball, put a body on him, trying to get something in there. 1 second left to go, and there it is. King Cove walking away with the win, 67-61. It was a real tight game all the way up there to the end. Oh, heartbreaker for Sandpoint, but good game all across the board that neither team gave up.